Next, we're going to turn to the economy and jobs figures that came out today that caught nearly everybody by surprise. The government said the economy lost 4,000 jobs in August. It was the first monthly decline in 4 years. Stocks plunged on the news. The Dow Jones fell 250 points. The NASDAQ tumbled nearly 2%. ABC's Betsy Stark is joining us tonight. Betsy?
Charlie, many consider the jobs report the single most important barometer of the nation's economic health. Well, right now, that barometer is reading high alert. The risks of a serious slowdown, even a recession, are rising.
Today's jobs report was shockingly bleak.
This is a big deal, and it definitely tells us that overall, the performance of the economy in the last few months is quite a bit weaker than we thought it was even yesterday.
That's hardly news to mortgage broker Jim Delano. Last week, after 25 years in real estate, he got his first pink slip.
I'm not optimistic about finding a job in the very near future.
Workers in businesses directly tied to housing took the hardest hit last month. 22,000 jobs lost in construction and no job gains in the giant financial services industry. But more worrisome were job cuts in parts of the economy that had been holding up well. Government payroll shrank by 28,000 as revenues from property taxes began to dry up. Communities around the country are feeling the pinch. In Fairfax County, Virginia, they're worried about school funding.
Quite honestly, we're, you know, trying to pick ourselves up now and decide how we're going to get through these next couple years.
Investors who have been beating the drum for a cut in interest rates by the Federal Reserve say the issue is no longer if, but by how much.
I'm looking for the Fed to administer a stronger dose than I would have expected yesterday.
The issue now is whether this medicine investors are counting on will come in time. It will be a race against the clock for 12,000 workers at Countrywide, the nation's largest mortgage lender. They learned late today that their jobs will be cut unless there is a dramatic reversal in the housing market. Charlie?